Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. As someone who connects with creative professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders on a variety of levels, a common theme that I'm seeing is the need for creative leadership. Sure, there are a lot of voices sharing great information about building businesses, doing great work, collaborating, and producing amazing side projects. But surely there's more than that. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore what it means to be a creative leader in today's world. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/235. When you think of leadership and leader, what images come to mind? Is it the fearless leader providing a vision that everyone works to achieve? Open workspaces, remote work, black turtlenecks or hoodies, the renowned artist with a million social media followers who's giving a talk on stage, likes and shares in the thousands or millions, influencers, that crazy fire festival, the faceless masses that drive trends and aesthetic values, the collective mind, the Borg, the lonely individual tinkering in the garage. Regardless of the image that comes to mind, I think there is room in the creative world, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, or the freelancer who's just giving it a go, to start thinking about what leadership means to you. We need more than your art. We need more than the craft that you're sharing every day on Facebook. We don't need more marketing materials. We don't need more stuff to buy. But we do need your voice. We need your mentorship. We need what makes you uniquely you. When I think of a leader, I think of a phrase I read in the Book of Beautiful Questions by Warren Berger, visionary helper. He defined that as someone who sees a path forward and does whatever they can to point people in the right direction. To me, that is leadership. Yes, there's vision. Yes, there's influence, but where are we going and to what end? And that's what visionary helpers are really all about. Think about it in your industry. If you're a filmmaker, what does visionary helper look like to you? Maybe you've been down the road for a while, you know how to get films made, and you want to mentor a younger individual in making their own films. Or maybe you're a designer who's burnt out and needs to see another way to run your life. You can find a leader who's sharing what's working for them. Kevin Kruse, in an article on Forbes.com, defines leadership as the process of social influence, which maximizes the efforts of others towards the achievement of a goal. That is a perfect definition, not only for leadership, but also for visionary helpers. As leaders, we influence others with the focus not on, hey, look at my stuff, but on building up others so that they can achieve their goals. We need to make our goal the goal of helping others so that when other people can help us reach our goals, it might seem kumbaya to you, but at the same time, this world needs more leaders. We need leaders who are willing to invest in other people, not only in the financial realm, but in the realm of belief in that what they're doing matters. We need people who see a way forward that builds them up, maximizes the work that they do, and helps them to achieve their goals. Whether you work for yourself, you work for others, you have a team, or you're a company of one, this is something that you can do every single day. This is something that I can do every day. This is something that my friends can do every day. This is something that we can all do every day to not only make the world a better place, but to expand the creative field from being just an industry of self-serving interests and derivative products to really discovering what the world needs and how we can bring it out and how we can create things that ultimately matter. So the question that I have for you is, what are you waiting for? How can you be the leader that you need to be today? As we come to the end of this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with other creative entrepreneurs, leaders, and curiosity builders who are on the mission of growing in their effectiveness? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode of this show, or you can have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Do you have a big idea that you're chasing or want to share about how you're growing in your creative work? Perhaps you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CMStudios. Not only do I love talking about curiosity, but I like writing about it too. So be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Every Monday, I share some thoughts about what I'm learning and what's blowing my mind, as well as a spotlight on a creative professional you might not know. I also share short guides and sneak peeks at projects that I'm working on. You can sign up today at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/235. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.